Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, Chris Stapleton's going to be here tomorrow, and more chances to get tickets for you before this show is out. But with us in the studio now, we're glad he even changed his time slot. Adam Ray is with us.
Yay.
He's in town at the Improv at the Waterfront.
Yeah.
Did a show last
night.
He's taping
tape
us.
It. Didn't happen if he didn't tape it for the gram.
Wait a minute.
Who said that? Garth Brooks.
Oh.
Coming in hot with some country clothes. Yeah, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Glad you're
big,
here.
Big long-time listener, first time listener, first time being here.
And I'm out.
Yeah.
Improv, good place to play.
Oh, it's
they
the best.
Bring in good comics in, good acts, good shows.
I think so. Pittsburgh is one of those cities that, you know, you guys are just privy to what's going on. You're also just good, hardworking people that have don't take themselves too seriously and that that want to laugh and have a good time. I mean, did we have a couple last night that was married 37 years that got up 10 minutes into my set and said, sorry, we're going to go make love. And
we
don't want to stick around. And the... And I started kind of, you know, giving them a hard time when they were leaving. And the guy was like, man, this doesn't happen very often. Can you just kind of let it happen? And I was like, you've been married 37 years for sure. Like, you know. And then the woman was being like real aggressive with him leaving. And then he kept sitting there. Because then I was, you know, kind of chastising him for leaving. And then he sat down and. And then he wouldn't leave. And then she was like, come on, we got to go. She's like, I know you're going to fall asleep soon. And so that just became a whole thing. And then I was like, dude, I was like, why aren't you getting him to go? And then the more that she was aggressive, the more I was like, oh, I see why you're afraid to go home. Like, that's why you keep kind of delaying the inevitable.
You came to my show to try to find a way to escape.
Yeah.
And they announced this at your show?
Oh, yeah,
because
I like to talk to the crowd. So it's like, you know, I just doing an hour of material straight is just so monotonous to me. So, like, I definitely break the wall. And there's about, in an hour and 10-minute show, there's probably 10 to 15 minutes of crowd work throughout, and it's always great because if you can do it as a comic and people know that they're a part of something that's happening for the first time, it's really cool. And I've just gotten pretty good at it, and there's a lot of clips online of mine that have gone viral just from crowd work moments like that. And it makes people want to come back if something like that happened that was fun. And then there was another young couple and a group of four that I kind of kept playing with peppering in throughout the night. And so, it's always fun to kind of, challenge yourself to go in and out of material and weave it and make it seamless to where, you know, my crowd work and material isn't separate. It's like, I'll talk to the crowd a little and whatever is happening based on that moment, I'll use it to segue back into material and then right back in. So to kind of keep it constantly flowing.
You're combining different styles of comedy. Like there's improv comedy, which is what you do master, like whenever you're starting off your shows. And then you get into like the actual stand-up routines. And that's talent for a comedian to do something like that. That's awesome.
Well, thank you. Wow. I feel like I should break up with my girlfriend. And you guys should go travel the world on a hot air balloon. That was such a big compliment.
I'm married, but,
did you put your pants back on? Jeez. You could have just said that without getting undressed, but you know what? I'll take it.
Cowboy just got 10% from Adam's feet tonight. That's good for you.
Dude, I'll take it, man.
That's a social media thing, you know, where people now, everybody wants to get involved in anything that's going on. It's I know you're up on stage, but I got a joke for you.
Oh,
I want to tell you something.
Oh, yeah. There was, you know, one guy, said he worked in elevators, and I was kind of, giving him a hard time. And I was like, was that your dream as a kid? Like, there's no way that you think you were in an elevator as a kid. Be like, you know, someday I'm going to make these faster. You know, like, I'm gonna make more buttons and then be brighter buttons, you know. and he was like, no, he was like, I want to be, you know, an NFL player and whatever. And so it was a fun thing. And then I even said to him, I was like, well, how was the elevator maintenance world? And he was like, it's all right. I go, is it safe to say it has its ups and downs? And people laughed. And hey. I was like, you've never heard that before? He's like, no. I was like, well, you can definitely use that. He's like, I probably won't. I was like, yeah, fair enough. And you shouldn't, because it's not good. But the club is great, and any good comedy club that's based in a mall, an outdoor mall area where there's like a Dave and Buster's and a piano bar.
Oh yeah,
you know you're just gonna get a classic walk-in disaster. Like you were talking post Steelers game tonight. I mean, I'm sure it's just gonna be chaos.
But I
welcome that. You know,
have you experienced the full Yinzer like accents where people are like, "Hey, Lions Den, you guys going downtown?"
It's almost like you can't understand. It's almost like Cockney.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, I've not.
Oh, you'll get some.
I didn't know there was a Pittsburgh.
It's people tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? That's for real.
The Yinzer.
Oh yeah. And that. Yeah.
Oh, that's
like Wayne's done tonight. Oh, I'm gonna go see Adam Ray at the Improv. Now Waterworks, like that.
And you
dang,
go. I'm sorry. What?
Yeah. That's so. Wait. Say Ben Roethlisberger is a god to me.
Ben Roethlisberger is a god to me.
Say, can
you
I borrow?
You just got a little Boston.
I did get a little Boston.
Say, Mom, can I borrow your deodorant again?
Hey, Ma, can I borrow your deodorant?
No.
Nice. I'm not funny.
Nice, dude.
No.
You ain't from Pittsburgh.
I ain't from Pittsburgh.
You phony. And you'll get a lot of people that refer to this town as Pittsburgh.
It's
Pittsburgh. No, it's Pittsburgh. We had a guy come, and he was talking about a swimming pool, and he said, well, if you're going to get this fixed, you got to get rid of the pole. And I said, there was no pole in the yard. And then we realized that he was talking about the swimming pool.
Gotta get the pole ray.
Yeah,
that's good. You learn something new every day. So that's
I got to ask you because I'm a big fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh yeah,
and that basically, Cowboy was talking about improv. You basically get an improv situation and then you go with Larry.
Yeah, so that basically was you get like a nugget of a beat of what the scene's going to be, which was at some point, you know, he's in my Uber and I have to tell him that he's one star, and that's pretty much it. So then we just improvise like 7 or 8 takes of just like a conversation
fun.
In an Uber, and they kind of just take the best of the best. But I mean, you know, selfishly, you know, my scene was just a minute long. I you know, which is
one of the
cool,
best, one of the best
but,
minutes
I mean,
in comedy
we shot
ever.
So much stuff that like there was afterwards. I was like, oh man, like this is gonna be such a meaty 5 minute scene
you're gonna love
Max.
This,
yeah,
right?
but I mean, at the same time, you know, there was another Uber driver in my episode that kind of was the bulk of the storyline, and so I don't think you could have both. But you know, I had buddies that got their scenes completely cut because of
just not needing it
and didn't fit. So to even, you know, be in it was a treat. But yeah, Larry's a god. I mean, he just so involved and brilliant improviser and real fun to play with. And it was cool.
What about like Adam Devine and like the whole Workaholics like crew?
Yeah.
How was it working with them?
Cool. I mean, Adam's one of my best buds, and we started together. We were both coming up at a time where there weren't a lot of comedians doing like sketches and putting them up online and having them, you know, be of decent quality. And so we really kind of liked each other's stuff, and then we just became homies and started traveling a lot. And he, you know, I opened for him when he does big theater tours. We went to Australia last year.
Down under.
Nice. Now that accent I understood.
Thank you.
If you were like, down under, big fan of Rat This Big Ass. Like, all right. I don't, you and your stupid accent can come to the show, I guess. Let's be honest, the Pittsburgh accent, not the best of the accents.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, like I'd rather sleep with a Finnish gal than probably a... that's not true. I take that back. Come to the show tonight, 7:30 and 9:45. Bring your stupid accent.
Hi, I'm a Finnish gal.
Yeah. There it is. Oh man, I'm turned on. No, but we got to you know, hold kangaroos and koalas and the kangaroos in Australia. I don't know if you've gotten to encounter them, but they try to set it up and make you feel like it's really a danger-free zone, but these things are like, because like, oh, they're all real old and they're lying in the grass and they just want food and friends and fun and maybe you can be all free. And then you get out there and we don't realize that they all look like they've been doing dips from like 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. and they're all just jacked for no reason. You're like, what are these bouncing Schwarzeneggers prepping for? Like, that's too much shoulder definition just to chill out, you know? And then one of them stood up at one point and like was flexing on me, kind of sized me up, and like it was in this food circle and he wasn't a part of it, and I kind of turn around, and he just kind of like they get up, they go from 0 to 60 real quick.
Yeah.
Like as soon as they feel like any sort of heat coming on, they just like they just
they tense
they
up.
Flex up. They look like a frat dude rolling off the couch, like looking for whoever took his piece of pizza, you know, just like Tyler, you know. And and I had this moment when you know, we were just chilling out, feeding these roos, and next thing you know, I'm just like, oh man, I'm gonna die. From a kangaroo, like, because you,
kangaroo.
When you're in a situation you've never seen before,
yeah.
You don't know how you're gonna respond. It's like when somebody bursted on me taking a poop at a Starbucks a few weeks ago. I didn't know that was gonna be the scariest 9 seconds of my life because I hadn't seen that moment before, you know. And so when you get introduced to these new things, you're just like, I don't know how I'm gonna react. So I didn't know that when a dude busted in, and I should have locked the door. That's on me, you know. But I wasn't expecting a plus one to my poop, so I was just like hanging out.
Comic crushed by kangaroo.
So when this guy busted into the bathroom, I didn't know how I was going to respond, so I literally out loud hear myself go, no, please don't. And I was like, oh, man, like, I can never have kids if that's how much fear is running through me. To where I'm terrified a guy just, like, busted, you know. And he got upset with me like I was, like, I wasn't supposed to be there.
See this guy tonight, Adam Ray. Oh, yeah. With your plus one, however it works out.
Okay, yeah.
He's at the improv.
Just pulled the rug out from under that story.
Waterfront tonight and through the weekend.
Yeah.
Go see this guy. Thanks for having time.
Thanks for having me, man.
We also have the coupon code going on right now. WDSY.
Oh, I love a good coupon
code. I will have
it
on our link up at Y108.com, so you can go check that out.
Great.
Get the coupon code. Go see him.
Garth Brooks is coming too. I should mention that. So
free kangaroos and Finnish girls.
Free kangaroos and Finnish girls. Wow, dude. What a deal.
From our Y108 studios, powered by Bowser Chevrolet in Beaver Falls and now in Monroeville.
Chris Stapleton's All-American Roadshow. Saturday, August 10th, Key Bank Pavilion with special guests Margot Price.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.